from the beginning in the Quran, in the Quran, which is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delivered to us, to mankind, in reality are those that are related to tasawwuf. From Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In this, the first message that Allah Ta'ala is giving is the true method and path to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness, and that is yaqeen in Allah, certainty in Allah. And however much a person's yaqeen, certainty increases, the same way a person will benefit more. And the more a person has yaqeen and certainty and belief in Allah, the more he will receive and attain. And to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness, a person needs yaqeen, certainty. And when a person's yaqeen, belief, certainty starts to get weak or reduce, then his link and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to get weaker. And in other words, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards and ni'mas upon his creation, his rahmas, his mercies, because Allah ta'ala, he distributes all fayz. He is the khaliq, he is the malik, he is the qadir, he is the owner, he is the qadir, he gives, he distributes. Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Everything is in control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in control. He is the supreme controller. And when a person loses out, it's due to his yaqeen or lack of yaqeen. And to increase yaqeen, to make yaqeen strong, increase it, this is tasawwuf. This is tazkiyah. There is no other reason for it, for tasawwuf. When a person, when his yaqeen gets weak, or when he doesn't have yaqeen, then there's one qawm that doesn't have any yaqeen or belief, because they don't have yaqeen, they have no yaqeen or conviction. And those who believe, even in amongst them, their yaqeen, there's a difference. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. O you who believe in Allah. O you who believe, have belief in Allah. So a person has belief. He believes in Allah, but his yaqeen, his certainty varies. So yaqeen is what is different amongst the people, amongst the believers. And the weakness of yaqeen, a person who is disobedient, who sins, who goes after unlawful deeds or actions, who commits unlawful actions, yeah, from one to two, or continue the whole of his life, the maqsad is spoilt. And as a person's yaqeen increases towards his Rabb, his Creator, then he starts to try and leave the sins. For example, rizq, wealth, Allah Ta'ala said in many parts of the Quran, rizqa liman yasha. Allah Ta'ala says, rizq, wealth, is in my control. For whom I want to give, I will give him more rizq, and for who I want to decrease, I will decrease his rizq. Now this is based on our yaqeen, our certainty. And a person who believes in these verses, and Allah, they don't eat haram, they don't do tax fraud due to rizq, wealth, they don't leave the worship of Allah. Whether it's big or small, doesn't matter. Whatever the issue is, they will always do the right thing. Whatever is haram, is haram. They won't associate themselves with haram. No, 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 if I do this here, then it's okay. Or if I change this a little bit here, this is okay. So this is all due to what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am the one who gives rizq. And if I give you the means to earn rizq, then utilize those means. But we bring the wrong things into our lives, and we mix the haram into our lives. And haram is such a thing that there's a big curse on haram. That just like all the cure and the goodness and the benefit, if you look at good water and you drop alcohol into that water, you spoil all of that water. In the same way, haram, unlawful, whether it's small or large, small quantity or large quantity, haram rizq, it spoils all of the ibadat of the individual, all of his deeds, it destroys it. You know, shaitan, he doesn't attack a person suddenly. Shaitan, he knows that iman of a person is what I need to grab. So how does the iman of a person come into the net of shaitan? When he sees the hole in the net, then he enters into that net. Then he starts to play his games and his tricks. So this is the reason why a person, all of the disobedient acts, the root cause of it is because a person doesn't have yaqeen in Allah. We believe in Allah, we say Allah, Allah is there, we believe in Allah, we obey Allah, we respect Allah, we say His name, but we don't have yaqeen in Allah. We don't have the certainty in Allah. We don't have that conviction in the depth of heart. Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fih. Allah says, this kitab I've given to you is a great kitab. It is a message to the ummah via the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says, وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا شِفَاءَ شِفَا. Allah says, this Qur'an that I've revealed to you, it is shifa. It is not some insignificant book. This is the words of God, the words of the Creator. Allah says, alongside the Qur'an and the verses that I've revealed, Allah says, there's shifa وَرَحْمَةَ. And His mercy for who? Mu'mineen, for the believers. For the believers, Allah has hinted already in the beginning here, Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitab, that this is the book for those people. Allah has given it to us without any struggle or effort. We have no knowledge of this before, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knows everything about the kitab. Yes, sometimes we don't have the meaning. And the meaning of Alif Lam Mim, we don't have it, but we know that this is Qur'an. And this is the message Allah ta'ala is delivering. And Allah ta'ala says, it's just like on this kitab, that whether you understand something or not that you find in the kitab, whether it comes into your logical interpretation or not, whether you understand it or not, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, this kitab that I've given to you, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that in none of the orders, none of the direction, whether you understand it or not, what is your job? Just do amal on this kitab. That's it. So when you have yaqeen on this level, then it's stated, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. With this yaqeen, you practice this kitab, you implement this kitab will make you a muttaqi, fearful of Allah. The Qur'an will make you the muttaqi. But on which basis? On a person's yaqeen, on his belief, certainty, strength of belief. The more belief you have when you open this Qur'an and you read this Qur'an and you practice the Qur'an, the more closer you will get to Allah. So what do we have to do? The Qur'an is telling us, look at your yaqeen. Measure your yaqeen. When we are doing haram actions, committing sins, doing wasteful activities, that don't say, oh, don't worry, it's alright, I have to do it, others are doing it, I'm forced to do it. No, when you've committed a sin, it's a sin, it's recorded as a sin. That's it. And the punishment will come for that sin. The adab will come for that sin. And the wretchedness will come with that sin. And the la'na will come, the curses will come with that sin. There's nothing that can eliminate the sin from the record and all the dirt that it brings with it. Except that a person does istighfar to Allah, does tawbah, repents, Allah Ta'ala corrects him and Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Otherwise the sins will have the dirt attached to them ongoing. Disobedience to Allah will have the consequences. So yaqeen is the biggest asset. If a person doesn't have yaqeen, then he has nothing. So yaqeen. I remember an event about yaqeen. There was a masjid, and in that masjid there was a person who came to ask from the people in the masjid. And he said that, look, can you give me 1 riyal? Because I need a dinar. It was the days of dinars, not riyals, dinars. And he asked, and there was no one in the masjid. And he said, there was no one in the masjid. He said, okay, what you should do, you need something, you need some help. So read Surah Fatiha and you send the thawab of the Surah Fatiha to me, the man said, Hashem, whatever money I have, you take from me. So there was one man in the masjid. He said, you read Surah Fatiha, ask Allah to send the thawab to me, and you take whatever money you got. That man, he was a man of understanding, the one who was in need. He said, okay. He said, I had a need and I asked you for the dinar, for the riyal. I had a need, I had a want, I was forced to, I was desperate. And I presented my need to you, but I don't sell Allah Ta'ala's kalam. I don't sell that. And he said that and he went. He went for a little distance and another person came to him and he was on the horse. He came off the horse and in his hand he had the bags. He said, these are the bags of wealth for you. He looked inside. He said, he was asking for 1 riyal and it was full of the coins of dinars, the bags. Subhanallah. And he looked at the bags, he looked inside, it was gold, gold coins. He said, who are you coming to give me the gold coins? He said, I am your yaqeen that you demonstrated. Subhanallah. This is the best thing, brothers. This is how you get the reward from Allah, if you have yaqeen in Allah. Hazrat Ajwari rahmatullahi, I remember an event in his life that he was to pray in a masjid. He was a wali of Allah, you would have heard his name, great wali of Allah. And he went to a masjid to pray salah. And when he prayed salah, he prayed. And after that, Imam Sahib saw that there's a new man who's come to the masjid. He hadn't seen him before. And he said, Assalamu alaikum wa alaykum salam. How are you? Are you fine? Yes, I'm okay. Are you a musafir? You're a journeyman? He said, yes, I'm a musafir. Where will you stay? Where will you eat? He said, look, I'll give you the answer after. Let me first repeat my salah. Then I'll give you the answer to your questions. And he prayed his salah again. He said, why did you repeat your salah? He said, I repeat my salah for this reason. That iman who doesn't have yaqeen in Allah, then behind him, my salah, is it accepted? I don't even know. And this is the standard that Allah Ta'ala has given to the believers. For iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, amanu billahi wa rasoolihi. We read this, don't we? We believe in Allah, in rasools, in the angels, in the kitabs. We speak rubbish. We aren't the people who believe. It's nonsense. You think the people who believe in Allah, they commit haram actions in their lives, they leave Allah Ta'ala's ibadah, they become dogs after rizq, after wealth, they lie. Is lying some small sin? Astaghfirullah. Tell me, is lying a small sin? Is it jais in any kitab that we can lie? Tell me. Then we complain, Allah, I pray salah, I do ibadah, I worship, and you not give me what I want. You don't have iman in your heart. If you don't have iman in Allah, at least have belief in Him first. About the kitab, Allah says, such a great kitab. Allah says, I've revealed to you this great kitab. And we have this shifa and rahmah and mercy for who? Who has yaqeen in the kitab, on Allah. The person who has yaqeen in Allah, alif, lam, mim, Allah says, there's nothing in this apart from this. So a person, Allah Ta'ala says, accept all the ahkams of Allah, A to Z, without doubt sin. Is this correct what I'm saying, brothers? This is iman and yaqeen. So this, the trying and the struggling and the efforts that the walis of Allah made in their lives was on this basis, on this foundation. When a person doesn't have yaqeen, doesn't have certainty, and he runs towards the sins and the benefits of having a connection with Allah, with the Khaliq, the Makhluq, Allah Ta'ala, the Creator, and he then loses that connection with Allah. The person who believes in Allah, why should he fear? Why should he fear loss in the world? Why should he depend on anyone in the world? If a person depends on Allah, he doesn't depend on anyone in the world. Anyone. This is the biggest thing, Allah, to attain Allah's nearness. This is the biggest asset, to have conviction in Allah. Yaqeen in Allah. In a narration it stated that Allah Ta'ala has given big, big treasures and rewards to His creation. If once a person says Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala between the heavens and the earth fills up the gap with the rewards for that person. Then the person says Alhamdulillah a second time. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala between the earth and the seventh heaven fills the gap with the rewards. And when the person says Alhamdulillah the third time, Allah says between the earth, forget the earth and the heavens and the seventh heaven, Allah says, I speak to you directly, ask from me what you want, I give to you. This is for who? Who have yaqeen in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Who have conviction and belief. And what is yaqeen? Don't sin. Whatever Allah has ordered, they believe, accept. Doesn't matter what happens. They believe and they say, I'm going to take what you've said, Allah. So this is the Qur'an, is on this status, on this level of yaqeen and belief. This is the Qur'an that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. This is how we should be practicing the ahkams of Allah. Accepting them and practicing them. So this is the genuine situation we should be in. The proper situation we should be in. Our yaqeen should be strong. The more we complete our and make it kamil iman and yaqeen, our Naqshbandi shaykh say that if your yaqeen is less, then your iman will be less. If you want to benefit from anything in deen, then you have to have yaqeen. Strong yaqeen. If you want benefit from your shaykh, then you have to have yaqeen on your shaykh. You have to have belief in your shaykh. You have to have belief on every word of the shaykh. Whatever he says to me is for my benefit. Whatever he is explaining to me is for my benefit. Whatever he's telling me to leave is for my benefit. And the more you have yaqeen in the shaykh, the more you have yaqeen, then your iman is kamil. And how should your yaqeen be? Alif lam mim yaqeen. Alif lam mim. If we understand this or not, what I'm saying. Now I realize, is this right or wrong? Yes, but this is the hook of my shaykh, that's it. I'm going to practice it because it's the right path. And it will be right what he's saying, even though my brain doesn't comprehend. Yes, that even if his decision is wrong, Allah Ta'ala flips it to the right. Because of the yaqeen of the student. That this is my guide, and he has yaqeen on the teacher. Therefore, I don't do this action, then his yaqeen will diminish. It will get weaker. Hazrat Baba Farid Shakar Ganj Rahmatullah Alayh. I remember his event in his life. He was young at that time. It was the youth, his age of his youth. And he was a mashallah wali of Allah from birth. He was a wali of Allah from the Chishti silsila. Hazrat Baba Farid Shakar Ganj Al Faruqi. He was from the progeny of Hazrat Al Faruqi. Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazrat Bahuddin Zakaria Multani, these were cousin brothers, and they were the walis of Allah at the same time. They used to meet each other. He was from Pak Patan Sharif, Hazrat Baba Farid, and he was from Multan. Little bit of gap, and the people of India don't know these people. There's a little bit of distance. Great walis of Allah, Chishtiya family. So he was young. After he was born, he was born a wali. His mother, good woman, good woman, not like the women of today, not like the mothers of today who, when they do haram, they try to hide it from the child, and then the child goes towards wrong. No, she was the mother of haq, truth, and the walis of Allah born into those homes where the mother is like, they're honest. And they don't hide their bad things. They don't try to hide and conceal. Oh, look at my son. Oh, he's great and he's better than yours and competing. Good and bad was in their eyesight. If there was bad, they would say this is bad. If it was good, it was bad. But not try to praise the bad things in the children. This is the destruction in our households today. The children who do bad and the parents, they praise the children and hide the bad things that they do so that they don't learn. No. So she did tarbiyah. Soon as the son grew a little bit older, she told him to pray salah. She taught him salah, importance of salah. And she was first wanted her son to become a person who prays salah properly. Should we not try this for our children or not? Tell me. How much do we try for our children? How much do we try? So she said, the mother, that what is our yaqeen? I remember something's just come to my mind. Our yaqeen is on Quran, on ilm, knowledge. And even if that, this become a fashion. Oh, look, my son, he's a scholar. When you ask the name, they'll say the name after. No, he's a hafiz. He's an alim. He's a scholar. They praise the children. They do these titles for praising. But think in your heart a little bit that whatever he's done, you've wasted that as well. You've wasted that. Have you taught the children deen for the sake of Allah or for certificates and dunya? Going to gathering, oh, my son's a hafiz, he's a scholar, he's a mufakkar, he's a speaker. And after that, you want to keep putting him in front. This has become a disease in society today. To show off the knowledge. 10 times, my son, you know, he's done the khadum of Quran. One dawah, one celebration. Do you remember he did the hifz? Yeah, I'm going to call again another dawah. So people get reminded again. My brothers, this is not yaqeen in Allah. The person who does a deed for Allah, he does it for Allah's sake. He doesn't advertise it. Allah is hidden. So when you do work for Allah, Allah's deen, then hide your deeds. Because you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, she, the mother of Hazrat Baba Farid, Rahmatullah, said, I want to do tarbiyah of my child and put him onto the right path, make him pray salah. She said, look, start to pray salah, my son. And this is when you stand on the prayer mat with me. When I finish prayer, when I say the salam, then then ask Allah and Allah will give everything we need. Don't we do this? Mothers, they teach the children that when you finish salah, they send the child to a madrasa, when you come home, I'll give you a sweet. And the child says, give me sweet first. Give me sweet first. Yes, this is the game in the madrasa. He's not going in the madrasa. Why? Give me the sweet first. Take the sweet out of your pocket, mum. Take the sweet out of your pocket. Then when you give it to me, and then the mother says, no, give me, I'll give you afterwards. No, give me first. Give me the sweets first. And then she said, Allah will give to you. Allah has promised that you will get the reward for what you're doing. And the son said, okay. As a Baba Farid, they said, fine, mother, I will pray salah. And before salah, she would put the sugar-coated sweets for him. So when he'd pray salah, and then she said, look, here, Allah sent the sweet. And he'd see the sweet after salah, he'd get happy. He said, okay, Allah's given me the sugar, I've prayed salah. Once there was a wedding or a function, the mother had gone, she wasn't at home. Somewhere in the vicinity, in the neighborhood, and she was there, and the adhan was called, and she thought, oh, it's salah time, my son's going to pray salah. After that, he's going to look for the sweet near the prayer mat, and something's going to, nothing's there, because I'm sitting here, I'm not home. She said, oh, what's going to happen now? Oh, she felt upset at the time. And she made a bit of yaqeen. What was she making? The yaqeen for her son. What was she making? The same way a sheikh, for his every murid, he increases the yaqeen of the murid. First thing is yaqeen. First thing is belief, certainty, conviction. Whether you're 60, 70 years, and a murid doesn't have this conviction and yaqeen, from thousands of one person, individual has their yaqeen, personality has this conviction. I tell you, every murid cannot have that same yaqeen. Maybe from thousands there'll be one. Alhamdulillah. The dhikr, everyone runs to dhikr and remembrance. And the asal kala, which is yaqeen, in thousands you get one person who has yaqeen. But if you try and try and try, the yaqeen will come. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I right or am I wrong? This is sahih, isn't it? What I'm saying. So this is difficult. We have to work on yaqeen. So the mother, she said, oh, his yaqeen will finish. I wanted to make his yaqeen. Every day he used to put the sugar-coated candy there so that when he finishes salah, he'll get it. Now I'm sitting far away and he's doing sujood and prostration. And after salah, he's going to look for the candy. I better run home quickly. And salah time has started, and he had put the prayer mat out, the son. He was a son, mother's not here. He said, okay, I'll pray on my own today. Fine, mum's not home. But he had yaqeen. She had made him independent. His yaqeen was such, mum's not here, but I'll pray. And after that, I'm going to get the candy. And so he made niyyah, said, Allahu Akbar, Takbir Hazrat Baba Farid. What is his name? Subhanallah. So he stood up, made niyyah, started to pray salah. And when he finished salah, and what's he looking for? The candy. And he looked at the prayer mat. Wasn't one, but there was many there. Many. Huh? Before, it came from the mother, from the shop. And now it came from paradise. And mother's distressed. My son, she's running home still at that time. My son, he's prayed. I used to give him the candy. Maybe I'll get there. Maybe he's waiting for me. We'll pray Jamaat together. She ran home. She was breathing heavily. When she got home, as a Baba Farid, mashallah, he's sitting there enjoying himself. She saw he's not crying. He's not screaming. She came in and she looked at his face. She said, have you prayed salah? Have you prayed salah? He said, yeah, mom, I've prayed. Oh, she's quiet. He said, mother, today Allah Ta'ala has given me candies upon candies. Not just one. How? He said, look, let me show you. You eat as well. This is not from me, my son. This is Allah who sent it today. You have become successful, my son. And that was his name, Baba Farid Shakar Ganj. Yes, who was given the candies by Allah SWT. And he's remembered today with the same name. Allah Ta'ala made him through that example. And what were these candies? The sugar candies? Allah Ta'ala gave him the walayat because of his yaqeen. So how many times? So what was I saying? What do we need? What do we need when you have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conviction and belief? And the kitab is a great, vast book of learning about which Allah ta'ala said, Allah ta'ala is saying that I've revealed the Quran as a shifa and a rahmah for the mu'mineen, for the believers. There was a person in Iraq sitting, and in his eyes, he had like an illness in the eyes. And he had pain, like the vision had gone. And he was distressed and upset. And he started to shriek out. And someone said to him, why are you shrieking out and screaming? He said, in my eyes there's a disease and illness. And Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran is shifa and wa rahma for the believers. So he said, look, read Fatiha. He read Fatiha and did dam on his eyes, and his eyes opened suddenly. He said, tell me this wazifa, this lesson you've told me. He said, I haven't told this wazifa. Allah has told you this. Allah Ta'ala started the Quran with Surah Fatiha. It's the complete dua. But what's the reason? That the wali wala, when he does the recitation and breathes and blows on something, gives dam, he reads the same Quran. But when we read, it's us reading. What's the difference between the reading? That the wali, his yaqeen is high and our yaqeen is low. I pray salah. Everyone here prays salah, and the wali wala pray salah. But look at the difference between my salah and that person's salah, the pious person. The difference is like the earth and the heavens, because he has yaqeen. He has conviction, certainty, and his certainty takes him to the heights that he believes Allah will give. So to get close to Allah, the wasail, the means, the more yaqeen a person has in the means. And how do we start that journey? With the sheikh, with the teacher. The more a person has belief and yaqeen in the sheikh, then the more benefit he will attain. When he has yaqeen and belief and trust in the sheikh's fares will spread to him. And if a person has less yaqeen in the sheikh, and doubt and criticism, if he has half yaqeen, then how will he get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very difficult indeed. Very difficult. So brothers, for this, it is apparent, it's obvious, this is a big topic, a vast topic, and our whole life, it hinges, the success hinges, the after iman, the biggest thing is yaqeen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the cure for this. The cure for this. And the Sufis, when they've taken this path, is not for recitation and repetition. The reason for this, the mu'amalat, the lessons that the wali wala gives to the student, so he repeats, and the dhikr is to get close to Allah. Allah ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The Qur'an explains to us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says that apart from the dhikr of Allah, except for the dhikr of Allah, nothing can happen to the heart. Only the dhikr of Allah can give satisfaction and peace to the heart. Yes, content, the feeling of being content, only dhikr can give this. The more a person wants to get close to Allah, if he does dhikr of Allah, then his dhikr leads to increase in yaqeen. This verse tells us this clear. And this is why Allah Ta'ala has given the second name, that contentment, peace and satisfaction on the heart comes through this action. It's clear. It's clear. Therefore, a person wants to increase his yaqeen with Allah, then a difficulty is never a difficulty. A problem is never a problem. An issue is never an issue. A depression is never depression. The more his yaqeen gets strong, then Allah Ta'ala says his connection gets strong, then he has no worries, he's relaxed. Even in the worries, he's relaxed. And only dhikr of Allah will give this condition of the heart. And those people who dhikr with the right niyyah to attain Allah, they do dhikr. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, only through the dhikr of Allah can the hearts find peace. Only through the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, and there was another companion, and he said that, sit down. He said, where are you going? He said, sit down with me. They were in the shopping market area. One companion called the other companion, sit down, let's increase our iman. Let's refresh our iman. Let's bring iman into our hearts. And the other sahabi said, is this something? What are you saying to me? Haven't I got iman? He went, Ya Rasulullah, what's this sahabi saying? Why is he telling me, have I not got iman? He said, that Allah Ta'ala said that this sahabi is correct, that dhikr of Allah, every second will increase the iman. It will increase the yaqeen and the belief of a person. So that's why we need, alhamdulillah, we have one assistant. We have one method. What should we do? To increase our yaqeen, do dhikr in abundance, in abundance, in abundance. Do dhikr of Allah in abundance. And the more the Quran's ahkams come to us, we hear about them, we read them, we see them, then ask yourself the question. I have to ask myself the question. Do I have a connection with Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, I give you this as a reward. How will Allah give me this? I ask. I keep on thinking. Allah will give just like Allah Ta'ala gave to Hazrat Baba Farid, Shakar Ganj Rahmatullah Alayhi. Same way. So Allah Ta'ala can give everything to His creation. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. So have yaqeen, create the connection with Allah with belief, and inshallah you will never be distressed, unhappy, never will you have difficulties or problems, and everything in all your problems, Allah will be enough. Tuck, Allah says, I will be enough for you. That's it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for this. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.